Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on it. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Dave the Rave says, if you want to come on into the No Static Attic, gotta wait for the green light. Gotta wait for the green, which means go. Come on in. Playing the hits of those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. I'm Dave the Rave with a brand new edition of my Relics and Rarities show. Green light is Dave the Rave here in the Relics of Rarities Vault in No Static Attic with all these cool 45s. Of course, Jim Lowe, I guess in 56, had a hit with the Green Door. That's the instrumental version there. SQ Reader on the Minute record label. Labor Day weekend.
Sable someday.
top 25 hit record for the Animals in late 1965. It's my life. It's my show, and I'll play what I want. Something like that.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
This was last week's Discovery of the Week, and now it's a Sure Shot 45. Discover the Week to a Sure Shot 45, the Young Enterprise on the Rust record label, Think I'm Gonna Make It, as we head down to Memphis, Tennessee, out of my stack of wax.
Oh,
Florida. Of course, he made some great recordings later on for Memphis's Stax record label. Had a lot of great recordings on the Roulette record label and some local regional labels, but finally breaking into the Billboard Top 100 early 1966 with that Stax 45 of You Don't Know Like I Know. Sometimes you just don't know.
I heard my telephone ringing about a quarter to three. I wonder who in the world would that calling me that time of morning. I don't know. I don't know. Well, I just don't know who in the world I'd keep on worrying so. Oh, well, I called my baby up on the phone. I didn't get no answer, and I know she wasn't home. What was she, man? I don't know. Just don't know. Well, I just don't know why my baby keep on worrying me. Oh, well, it's early this morning, I heard my telephone ring. Somebody said, Lightning Slim, and I knew that was my name. What they want with you, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I just don't know, babe, but I'm got to have that telephone number changed. Well, that changed it a while. What she done, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I just don't know what in the world my baby keep on doing to me. But I'll find out someday. Just keep on trying.
Sounding so fine on the Accello record label. Lightning Slim, I just don't know. And if I did know, I wouldn't tell anybody. I ain't gonna tell nobody.
I ain't gonna tell anybody that I've got a little girl like you. I ain't gonna tell anybody got a little girl to love me too. I'll tell no one, no. I ain't gonna tell anybody about the cute little way you walk. I ain't gonna tell anybody about the cute little way you talk. I'll tell no one, no one, that I've got a little girl like you to love me too. Big, big secret, so hard to keep. I'd like to tell everyone, everyone I meet. But if I tell one, tell two. I've gotta keep a secret if I wanna keep you. So ain't gonna tell anybody that I bought your wedding ring. I ain't gonna tell anybody. I ain't gonna tell no one a thing. I'll tell no one, no one, that I've got a little girl like you to love me too. Me too. I ain't gonna tell anybody. I ain't gonna tell anybody. I ain't gonna tell anybody.
Well, just in case you're wondering, from 1964 on the Dot record label, I'll tell you, that's the Fireballs. Fireballs had a lot of great 45s on Dot. Of course, later on, one of my all-time favorite records. They did a great version of Tom Paxson's, a real rockin' raucous version of Bottle of Wine, the Tom Paxson song. The Fireballs with Jimmy Gilmer. I ain't gonna tell anybody.
Here are you, here am I. Don't let another moment pass us by. Everything's right for a wonderful night. It's as simple as that. Here's your lips, here are mine. Time that they met because it's kissing time. Everything's set and you'll never forget. It's as simple as that. It's so simple, oh so simple. Come on, take a chance. It's so easy, oh so easy. Here's the countdown for romance. Here are you, here am I. Don't let another moment pass us by. Everything's right for a wonderful night. It's as simple as that.
Tell me quickly with the Remo 4. That's a UK Piccadilly release, later released here in America on the Liberty record label. How did you like that record? Because I dug that record quite a bit. What did you think of Tommy Quickly?
Chin. And I like the way you let me come in when your mama ain't there. I like it, I like it. I like the words you say and all the things you do. And I like the way you straighten my tie. And I like the way you're winking your eye. And I know I like you. You know I like you.
British Invasion. Everybody got to like that record. The top 20 45 from Jerry and the Pacemakers in the fall of 1964. Actually, it was originally released in America on the Lorry record label in 1963. Didn't do much of anything, but of course, as the British Invasion became so popular, once again, by the fall of 64, a top 20 record. I like it. I even love it.
This is Relics and Rarities.
Why do you love?
Some rarities with Dave the Rave. He's got a turntable, and he knows how to use it. Relics and Rarities with another collectible cut from Dave the Rave.
Everybody off the beach.
My last chance to save a summer romance. When I first came to this beach, I thought I'd set the time away. But when I met my summer love, I threw my surfboard away.
Someone's calling. It's her, it's my summer love.
Of course, with Labor Day weekend, kind of like the unofficial end of summer. And okay, it's pretty much, Tom, I hope you're not listening, not the greatest record, but kind of a cool story behind that particular 45. It's on the Old Town record label. And of course, it's listed as being by Tom Austin and the Healy's. Well, probably about 25 years ago, I was at a videotaping of a cable TV show that Vito Pacono of the Elegants, who had, of course, the big hit record of Little Star, he had a TV show in New York, and I'm at the taping, and I meet a guy who introduces himself to me as Tom Austin, and jokingly, I said to him, oh, Tom Austin from the Healy's? And the guy's, like, his eyes just opened up so wide. He's like, well, how did you know that? And I was like, how did I know what? He goes, that I'm from Tom Austin and the Healy's. And of course, I was just joking around with him because, you know, I'm a record geek and I knew about that particular record, Summer's Over by Tom Austin and the Healy's. And he says, yes, that was my record. And that is a true story. And of course, the cool thing about it, I'm still very good friends with Tom Austin, a very talented artist, both musically and also he's a great artist, you know, drawing and so forth. In fact, he's kind of like the official artist of the Jersey Boys Broadway play. He did a lot of the great artist renditions of things that come from the Jersey Boys play. And, of course, what I found out in getting to know Tom Austin, that he was also the drummer, a co-writer and the original drummer of the group that brought you that great record, which still survives even today through commercials and different things. Yes, in 1958, had a top five record in America, the Royal Teens out of Fort Lee, New Jersey. And Tom Austin from the Healy's, yes, he was the drummer of the Royal Teens.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
Who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts.
Bless on short shorts.
We like short shorts.
Who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts.
We'll be right back.
course, the Royal Teens. Every now and then they get together and they perform. They do. In fact, if you happen to hear the show on September the 3rd, that's a Saturday, the Royal Teens are getting together in their hometown of Fort Lee, New Jersey. They're playing a gig Saturday night in Fort Lee, the Royal Teens. Tommy Austin, great to be personal friends with you. Really nice guy. Short Shorts, yes, it lives on, and for many, many years it lived on in that Nair commercial. Fifth Estate from that very elusive Redbird 45 that they put out. Yes, the same group that brought you the hit record of Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead. The Fifth Estate and Love is All a Game. And speaking of love...
You've told me lots of times there's another on your mind. And you say that you find it's so hard to forget him. Sure that I never even met him. But I've been loving you so long, and my love's been true so long. Don't you know, as long as there is L-O-V-E love and T-I-M-E time,
wasn't Jimmy Ruffin's very first 45, but it was the first one to see any Billboard chart action. Not very high, though. Early 1966, peaking at number 120, Jimmy Ruffin, As Long As There Is L-O-V-E Love. Speaking of love, it's like a little love set here on the Relics of Rarity show. Dave the Rave here in the No Static Attic. Sammy Solo. Love is not a game.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. The only place to hear music like this. More than just the hits. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Wouldn't it be easy to make pretend you're back in love? Kiss my lips.
music. It's got that beach music sound to it, I think, on the Sock and Soul record label. Chuck Choice and the Amazing Maze, and Wouldn't It Be Easy.
Well, since she put me down, I bet I'll do it in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run the healthy dinner out of my heart. Help me run the health, help me run.
Second Billboard number one record with the Beach Boys in spring of 65, and Help Me Rhonda help Dave the Rave make this a hit record. I think this should have definitely been a hit record.
Hanging around this crowded street, nothing to do but watching feet, and hoping someday maybe we will meet. Hanging around a crowded street.
I could leave this room there. I'm on the 32nd floor.
records you crave. The Washington DC's on the Date record label, 32nd Floor.
Sunday morning in Golden Gate Park, people walking, scented flowers everywhere. I could stay here from dawn until dark. Haven't got a care. Got no money and no place to be. I'm as free as clouds that float across the sky. Sunday morning is magic to me.
Counting down the top 100, I guess that would be in that countdown. Number 96 in late 68. 1 week in the charts, late October of 1968. Tom and Nancy Brown in a great 45 on the Dunhill record label. They called themselves Rejoice, Golden Gate Park.
There's only one place to get music like this. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Out of 100,000 plus 45s here in the Relics of Rarities vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. From the fall of 67, the great sound of Vivian Copeland.
Forever. It's not every day.
Dave the Rave's Discover the Week there from Vivian Copeland, produced by the great soul producer George Kerr on the Mallow record label. I don't care what he's done in the past. Write it down. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
OJ 45 come out on the Imperial record label that fell through the cracks. That's one of them. The OJs out of Canton, Ohio, and my dearest beloved. Well, with Labor Day weekend, traffic is kind of rough out there. So Oliver Saint says, Dave the Rave, you better take a bus. So I'm off to the bus stop, everybody. Well, thank you for tuning in my Relics Rarity show. I want to thank WMOZ-FM in Moose Lake, Minnesota, home of the legendary Jiffy Jeff, FlamingOldies.com, TopshelfOldies.org, where you can catch me live every Sunday night from 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern Time, WideMusic.com, OldiesRadio1620.com, Radio Kidnappers in Hawke's Bay, New Zealand at 104.7 FM and 1431 AM, The Double Q in Farmington, Iowa, WRSD-FM in Sistersville, West Virginia, WCPR-FM in Charleston, West Virginia, NJKEWL98.com, WKNRKeener13.com, the legendary RocketRadio.net. And speaking of legendary, where the weather is always so fine, along with the music there on Surf 97.3 FM in Flagler Beach, Florida, WFDL-AM in Waupun, Wisconsin, OldiesAmerica.net, Time 102.9 in Leech, Florida, GoodTimeRadioNetwork.com, RadioVegas.rocks, Rewind Central and WROCK Radio, KCJV 97.9 in San Antonio, Texas, and CoolClassicRock.com, and of course our latest Huskerville Radio out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Something you'd like to hear in a future show, we'll take the Relics of Rarities Challenge. Dave the Rave, with all the records you crave, you can dial me up. Yes, I might even answer the phone and talk to you. That'd be kind of cool, right? 609-948-HITS. 609-948-4487, or you could email me, Dave at DaveTheRave.com. Check out some cool things on my website, archive shows and some interviews that have never aired before. That's www.DaveTheRave.com. Once again, www.DaveTheRave.com. Have a really safe and a real happy Labor Day weekend. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.